Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachie could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful, because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Hour 2 of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And I'm here with our guest co-host tonight, Nigel Ricards. And Michael will be back in a moment. And I'm also here with Chris Shaw down at the studio in Orlando, Florida. Good evening again to you, Nigel. So while we're waiting, by the way, everybody, we have two guests in this hour. And the first guest caller who will be calling in after the next break Candace Young, she will be calling in on behalf of Ambutech Canes. Great. So if you would like to give a really, 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 really quick testimonial while Candace is on, you're welcome to call in and just say, hey, I love Ambutech Canes. But it has to be while she's on the air. And our phone number, just in case you forgot, is 407-894-1680. So Nigel,
yes, Lynn.
We were talking before you, I was listening very carefully, and you were talking about the importance of joining organizations or reaching out to organizations.
Yes.
If one has maybe most likely, you know, just lost their sight, that would be probably very, very important thing to do.
Yes.
I mean, you were distinguishing between being blind at birth versus, what was that word you used? Ostentatiously?
Adventitiously.
Oh, adventitiously.
Versus congenitally.
Congenitally
means you're born blind, congenital blindness.
Yeah.
I fall into that category. And adventitiously blind is a blindness that's acquired later in life, after birth.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
So adventitiously, that's a new word for me.
That's correct, yes. And that does make a difference. And as far as joining advocacy organizations is concerned, there was at one time a blind lady who became blind later in life, and she was about to give up until she heard about Project Insight, which is a project that the Florida Council of the Blind operates. And they put her in touch with me. Long story short, she left this life very positively oriented as far as blindness was concerned. She is very grateful for FCB and everything that we were able to do for her in terms of networking and getting her attitude correct, where being blind was no longer, it was still a challenge for her, but it was no longer something that signaled for her the end of life.
Yeah, one thing you talk about is attitude. That's one thing we learned from Lighthouse Central Florida. The first hurdle is to get people to adjust their attitude when they walk in that door.
Yes.
And then they can go from there. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think the Project Insight group has adopted her poem. She wrote a poem about her experience becoming blind and discovering Project Insight and FCB. With myself as her involvement person. Project Insight Coordinator is what we called ourselves at the time. And in her poem, she was so eloquent and described it so well, her situation, that Project Insight has now adopted it as part of their, as part of our logo.
All righty. Well, thank you for that information.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think she's among the living at the moment, because she was rather advanced in age when this happened. I think it was AMD that caused her blindness. I have not heard of her decease, but...
Well, thank you so much for that information.
Time ago. Yeah.
Right now, it's trivia time. We're going to write the trivia. Trivia time, trivia time, trivia time.
All right.
This is a big song. See if anybody knows it. This was a big song, but a long time ago. But this was a big hit. When you hear it, you'll start laughing. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet. You just talk. Talk too much. You talk about people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk. Talk too much. You talk about people that you never seen. You talk about people you can make me scream. You just talk.
just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you don't know. You talk about people where you go.
Okay, that's enough, Chris. Honey Song, 407-894-1680. For anybody who knows the song, new callers first, new callers first. Does anybody know the song? 407-894-1680. This was a big song.
I would say, Michael, if this were a dedication line, Kimberly would probably be dedicating that song to me.
I could dedicate it to Michael.
This was one of our songs at Mainline.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. 407-894-1680. That was a Mainline song. 407, we distributed. 407-894-1680. Yep. 407-894-1680.
Do you remember the flip side?
No.
Yeah. I wanted to say one of the things I really appreciate about this show is that we hear from people who are members of the, shall we say, the cast, you know, like Sheila Young, Charles Brooks, etc., etc., even Chris Shaw, behind the scenes, and some people may not even recognize their voice on a lot of these commercials.
And Dave Hildebrandt.
Dave Hildebrandt, absolutely. So,
do you recognize my voice?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I appreciate your
My northern accent, right?
Of the Xavier Society for the Blind, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Appreciate all of that. And Lighthouse Central, I recognize, of course, you and Michael. So even if you're, you know, like Sheila, for example, you know, she always comes with her words of wisdom, and she frequently, and Gary Sinclair.
Oh, yeah. My goodness, we forgot. Sorry, Gary, if you're listening.
all of these folks who participate as co-hosts are also being featured as the voice on some of these commercials, and which is really great. So even if they're not present in person, they are still on the show, which is really great. And Christine, for example, I didn't realize that Christine had until tonight.
That's a new commercial for a pen friend, and yes, and Christine did that commercial for us.
Okay, so
it's called a voiceover.
Yes.
So
I see that our guest has joined.
Yes, but they are waiting till after the break. Yes.
Okay.
We'll be talking to them after.
Yes.
So does anybody know Michael's song? 407-894-1680. You only have a minute left. Barely.
Yeah.
Michael said new callers first.
It's pretty popular. When I say pretty popular, as far as the oldies, it's a popular oldie, but I've got to admit, I've forgotten the name of the artist. But of course I do know the song.
He was a one-hit wonder.
Oh, okay.
Well, Michael, I think you stumped them, and we're going to break in 1 minute. So
it was a one-hit wonder.
I think you stumped them. Chris, anybody on the line?
Anybody on the line?
No, not yet. We done stumped everybody tonight.
Two for two.
I can't believe that nobody knows it. Hey, Paul, you out there? You know it, Paul?
You talk too much.
None of my.
Hold on. Y'all go ahead. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, so don't tell the answer. I think he might have a caller.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that
none of my buddies must know the song.
Oh, yeah. It's like I say, it's pretty well known. It's just that I don't remember.
It's a big record.
Oh, yeah. I could, you know, probably sing it in my sleep, like I said, but I just don't remember who it was. So y'all are doing a great job with this show, and you know, we're just going to keep it on the air, because it really is a bridge between the sighted population and those of us who are blind or visually impaired. It does so much to expand the awareness among those who are sighted, of some of our needs and some of our challenges.
All righty. Right as soon as we said that we didn't have any callers, the phone lines just came right in. So I got Paul from New Jersey, and then, of course, I got Howie.
I knew he knew it. I knew he knew it.
I got Howie from Oceanside, New York.
Well, actually, Howie, I think, is on the list.
Right. Howie's on the list, and he said he's on the list, but he just wanted to call and tell you that he do know, and he's tuned in.
He
listening.
Just wants to show off and tell us he knows.
That's Paul down on the list, so let's hear from Paul.
Let's hear from Paul.
All right, Paul. How you doing, Paul? Paul, you have to bring your go into another room, Paul, because you. Well, I'm getting
this feedback. Paul from New Jersey. Paul's from New Jersey. So we've had from Mississippi. We started from Tennessee. We've Canada. Now we got New Jersey. Paul, you there?
Good. Yeah, Joe Jones.
You're right, Joe Jones. That's correct, Joe Jones. One hit wonder. That was a big hit. You talk too much, and you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
That's great, man. I love it.
Okay.
Use it the best of health. Use it the best of health.
We got to run, Paul. We got to go to break.
We got to go to break. Thanks for calling in, Paul. Thanks for calling in.
Hold on, Paul.
Bye-bye. We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
We are worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live
from the Spectrum Power Studios. We're back, I think. Oh, yeah, I hear the castanets. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Listen, folks. Remember one thing. You need cane. You need any kind of anything for visually impaired or blind. Don't forget independent living aids or LSNS. Did I say that right, Lynn?
You did.
Good.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome for the very first time. If you recall, I mentioned Ambutech Canes earlier in the show, and now we're going to welcome our guest, Candace Young, who's the director of product marketing at Ambutech Canes. And I understand that Candace has somebody else with her, and her name is Laura. I don't know Laura's last name, but welcome to both of you, Candace and Laura from Ambutech Canes.
Good evening, ladies.
And I don't hear them.
And I don't hear you.
They might be muted.
No, well, no, they're not. Candace,
you there?
Yes. Oh, you'll have to talk up louder.
You have to talk up louder. I can hardly hear you.
Can you hear this now? Not really.
Not really. No. Can hardly hear you.
How about Laura? Is her sound? Laura
right behind me here, so.
That's a little better.
Is that a little better? Yeah.
Yes, that's better.
Okay, we'll try to talk really loud.
Okay. All right, so you're calling in from Canada, yes?
Yes, that's correct. We're in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. So right. Home of the Jets.
Yeah. Home of the Jets?
The Winnipeg Jets, yes.
Hockey. Oh, the Winnipeg Jets, not Jets. The New York Jets.
No, that's right. Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah.
Hockey.
Oh, hockey.
I was going to say.
They're hockey fans.
Oh.
I was going to say, what kind of Jets? 747s or DC-10s or what kind of? Oh, never mind. Different kind
no,
of jets.
Hockey.
So,
jets.
So, Candace, are you waiting for Laura? Would you like
no.
to start telling me?
Laura's here. No,
oh, hi, Laura. Laura. Hi, Laura. Hello, Laura. Okay. Candace, I think we shall talk to you until okay. Laura. Yeah. So tell us about Ambutech for those who don't know, and many of them do know out there, but tell us about the cane for those who don't know.
Okay. Well, you know, Ambutech's been around since 1989. So we make all different types of canes, you know, different colors, different lengths. We have different materials. So we've got canes made out of graphite, canes made out of aluminum, fiberglass. We probably have about 18 or so different types of tips. And we try to be as custom as possible. So we can try to, you know, what everybody wants to use, right?
Candace, what's the advantage of using one metal over the other? Like, is graphite very light or what's the difference?
Yeah, so graphite tends to be a little bit lighter and it's also a little bit stronger. So, you know, for somebody who's out and about more often, wants a bit of a stronger cane, graphite would be the way to go.
Mm-hmm. But the generally people use what? The aluminum? Michael, is that what you're saying?
Actually, most people are tending to use graphite now. Oh. So we kind of saw a switch back about 5 years ago. We used to be primarily all aluminum and graphite has kind of taken over.
If anybody has any questions for Candace, call in right now. We have to call.
I have a question.
You have a question?
Oh, okay. I have a question. Here's my question.
You need that roller tip thing on the end.
Why would you say that people don't use a cane when they're blind or visually impaired? Why don't they use a cane?
I don't know. I don't know why they wouldn't use a cane, because it certainly gives you you know, your mobility to get outside, right? Or get out and about by yourself.
Well, when take away that famous word, they're embarrassed.
I'll give the phone number in case somebody wants
if anybody wants to call in and ask any questions to Candace, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And my question right now is, you should never, never be embarrassed when you're vision impaired or blind.
100%.
That goes back to the show. The show is all about being positive. And if you're positive, then you're not embarrassed. If you're negative, you're embarrassed. So the point is, we want you to be positive in your whole life. Because if you're positive, then you at least, let me tell you right now, I have at least two canes, maybe three. I have one in the front door. I have one in the back door. So I don't leave the house without a cane. So right. The point that I'm saying is, if you only have one cane, you should have more. And if you don't have a cane at all and you're visually impaired or blind, there's a word for you, and I'm not going to say it because I'm being hit right now by my loved one. But the point is, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah. What's the word? I see that Laura has joined us. So welcome, Laura.
Hello. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. So Candace was telling us about Ambutech, and Candace informed me offline that you have a lot of knowledge also about the product. Would you like to join in?
Oh, yes, of course.
Is that okay, Candace? Question?
Oh, that's fine. Yes, she's the better talker.
Yes, she said you're better at talking. Well, we were just talking about, Candace was telling us about the different metals, the graphite, the aluminum. My question is how, if somebody would like to order a cane from you, how do they know how long it should be?
Oh, really, you should ask someone who has O&M training. We're not trained, so we don't give advice. If people are in dire needs, we say that it's usually between your diaphragm on your chest and your chin, average armpit, and as a little, leg height versus arm length, how fast you walk, just your stride. Very personal. Recommend that people go
on them in person. You're breaking up. Yeah. So and tell us some of the tips on there, because I'm interested in that too.
Okay. We have a right. Oh, can you hear me?
We hear you. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. We have a. And they're just.
Laura, you're fading in and out. I'm sorry. Candace, can you tell us about the tips?
Yeah. So we've got three different types of tips, basically, like how they attach. So we've got the slip on tip. We've got threaded tips, and we have hook-on tips. So we've got battered marshmallow tips. We've got roller tips. We've got rolling ball tips. We've got ceramic tips. Ceramic tip is quite popular because it's really durable, and it lasts a really, really long time. It doesn't really wear. We've got metal glide tips. We got pencil tips. We have a free-wheeling rover tip. Yes. So we really try to offer as many options as possible.
So why would one person choose one over another?
Yeah.
Well, I think it all depends what you're doing. So, I mean, if you're just going back and forth into the office every day, or maybe you're outside on a hiking trail. And the other thing too, they're all kind of different weights. They give a bit more transmission back to the user. So it's really just user preference.
So which kind of tip would be for all terrain, if that's the term I'm thinking?
Yeah, there's a couple of them. So the freewheeling rover tip would be for like a lot outdoorsy. We've also got one called the Dakota Disc, kind of a bigger tip that goes over sand and snow. And then we've got a rolling ball tip. So the rolling ball tip is quite possible out and about the hiking trail.
All right. I'm going to throw this out to the audience right now about the cane. I'm going to give $25 right now, gift card, $25 gift card. If anybody calls up and tell me why they don't use a cane, if you have a guide dog, that doesn't count. So if you have a guide dog, I understand. But I want to know if you're blind, why you don't use a cane. And if you're using a dog, guide dog, that doesn't count. So I want to know, I'm talking to our listeners now, those people that are vision impaired, they can't see, or blind, call in right now. It's a $25 gift card just by saying why you don't use a cane. I'm curious. I'd love to hear. I'm sure Candace would like to know too, why you don't use a cane if you're blind.
Candace, all the canes fold up or some don't?
Well, we have both. We have folding canes, we've got rigid canes, and we've got some telescopic canes. So we've got two-piece telescopic. And we also have canes and kind of like a hybrid. So it's kind of in the middle between a mobility cane and an ID cane. So we call it a slim line. But it's really good if you're just a date night, you know, you're going out for dinner. You want to be able to fold it up nice and small and put it in your pocket or your bag. Yeah, traveling.
Wait.
That's small?
Wait. This is what I'm interested in. When you have a cane, you want to fold it up in a restaurant. Okay, what do you do with it?
Well, it depends which ones you get. But if you get a slim line, you know, which would be out, you know, if you're just going out on a date night. Yeah, you could fold it up small enough. It would fit in your pocket or your bag or your purse.
And you have, do you sell cases or anything that you could put them in before you don't want to put a dirty cane in your pocket or purse?
Is there such a thing as a case to put them in?
Well, right now we sell pouches and holsters, but we are looking at adding some nicer bags to our line.
That I would be interested in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because when you fold up the cane, you don't want to put it in your clothes, clean clothes.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And then a lot of times I put them back up my chair and then it falls to the floor and then I can't find it.
Oh,
and then I have
to
get someone to help me to find the cane.
Yeah. Yeah. We also sell some cane.
I'm sorry, what?
We sell some cane hooks that would hook onto the side of a table for kind of occasions like that. And we also have a new product that we're selling. It's called a Grip It, but it's more for like your home, for the office or the classroom. So you can attach it with 3M strips and then your cane can hang right up in there.
Oh, that's nice. So all these products are on your website. Tell everybody about your website before we say goodnight.
Well, our website is www.amutech.com. And basically, you know, if you went to our webpage, it'll tell us everything that we carry. You can order on there. You can, you know, give you all our information on how to get a hold of us.
Okay. Candace, we have two callers. We'll take them very quickly before we go to our break. Chris, who's on the line? Carrie and Chris from Wildwood. Carrie's first.
Carrie, you're on the line.
Hey, my roommate and I are both visually impaired. You know, I'm totally blind. She has low vision. We have five canes. Now, the question I have to ask you is there a cane that's vetted to go into the water? We go to the pool, and there's a ramp at the edge of our pool, and I especially, because I have no sight, right, roommate can see, what I do is I take a cane. I have not a very good cane. It's not the best in the world anymore, and I use it to get myself into the pool, fold it up, and put it under the stepladder. Does Amutech sell a cane that would be better for the, not in the water, but that would be better to get wet?
You know what? That's a really good question. And to be honest, we don't. And why we don't, I don't know. But it's certainly a really good suggestion.
Because, yeah, like this thing, it's even falling into the pool. Yeah. Now, mind you, it's not a very good quality cane anymore. You know, but there needs to be something. Because, I mean, I use it at the pool all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I would agree with you. Yeah, we've never been asked that before, but it's a very valid question.
Thank you.
Very much. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, Carrie. All righty. Well,
anytime, thank you, ladies.
Candace and Laura. Sorry, it was a bad connection, Laura, but
that's okay. We'll know better.
Yeah. If anybody's interested, Amutech is on our sponsor page. Just click on the button and you'll go right to their website and order your cane.
And right now we're going to go to a break.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, have a good night, guys.
Wait. I had two callers that wanted to talk to.
We have to go to our break.
We have to go to a break.
Go to the next guest now.
Next guest.
Okay.
Thank you. We're going to go to break.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Do you have a hard time putting in eye drops? Miss your eye and waist drops? Introducing Gentle Drop, an aid that helps you use eye drops with ease. Invented by ophthalmologists, Gentle Drop is a soft silicone sleeve that sits on your nose to stabilize your bottle. In a clinical trial on low vision patients, Gentle Drop improved success with drops and increased independence. Gentle Drop fits traditionally shaped 5, 10, and 15 mil bottles and is washable and reusable. Please see our website, dropbetter.com, for a compatibility guide and more information. Gentle Drop takes practice to get the hang of it. We recommend using it with family, a friend, or eye care provider to give you some guidance. You can purchase Gentle Drop at dropbetter.com or Amazon for $15. Gentle Drop, make eye drops easier.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend only costs $155 and has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LS&S, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0800. 56, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. From Winnie the Pooh, you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Nigel, we have a call for you on the line, and you got to be fast.
It has to be very fast, Nigel, because our next guest is waiting in the Zoom room.
Fast. Nigel, hi, it's Molly. I just wanted to call and just say hi and to say hello to all you guys again. I was on the air with you last time. Nigel was a guest of yours, and I just wanted to say hello and have a good evening from Ocala.
Where are you calling from? What state?
I live in Ocala.
You live in Ocala. Ocala, Florida. Okay.
Well, thank you, Molly, and I hope you're listening every Sunday, not just when Nigel's on.
I will try to make it a habit. Yes, Nigel.
Yeah, make us a habit.
Make it a habit. There you go.
Okay, Molly. Thank you so much.
I'll let you all go. Enjoy your night. Good night, Nigel.
Thanks for calling in, Molly.
You're a celebrity, Nigel. Okay. All righty. Well, we'd like to welcome our next guest, Jason Ferreira. And Jason is on the board of directors at Foundation Fighting Blindness. Welcome, Jason.
Hello. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. So you're calling in from Queens? Where are you calling in from? New York?
Actually, I'm calling in from Long Island.
From Long Island. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you for having me tonight.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement with Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Okay, well, my oldest son, he's about 13 years old now. And back when he was born, we were able to diagnose him with a rare form of blindness. It's called Leber's congenital amaurosis, or LCA. And we had never heard about that condition before, and we're pretty ignorant to different forms of blindness. But we got into it right away. We wanted to learn more. We wanted to find out how we could help our son, what's out there. And, pretty quickly, by the time he was about 5 months old, we were in touch with the Foundation Fighting Blindness with their New York office. And they were kicking off a vision walk, which is a fundraising initiative they do every year in different parts of the country. And we attended, and we got to meet great people, and we got to find out about the mission of the foundation. And, we immersed ourselves into it right away. And we were able to put together an event, our own event. We actually had a couple of events that we put together, but there was one that we kept doing every year. And we did it with the food industry here in New York, because I'm in the supermarket business, and my family's been in the supermarket business for many years. And we have a lot of contacts there. And we were able to share our son's story and the story of so many other people at our dinner. And we've had outstanding support from that community here in New York and, even beyond. And we have made some great inroads with some people in the medical field and, just great outreach for people to understand that there are different forms of blindness and that there are things that you can do to make yourself more educated, how you can understand people's lifestyles and what there is out there as an option for people that either have a loved one who is visually impaired or is visually impaired. And eventually we joined the, I was able to get onto the board of the foundation, the national board, and I've been on the board for about 10 years now.
10 years, wow.
Yeah. Jason, I don't know if you know, but Foundation Fighting Blindness is the backbone of our radio show. They've been sponsoring our radio show for now for, I guess, 4 or 5 years. And they have helped us in many, many ways. Thanks to them, the show exists.
Yes. Yes.
They do many things in the visually impaired blind community, among them helping us survive.
And we're very well aware of the Vision Walk because our local chapter in Orlando is run by Dan Day, and he listens to the show all the time, and he participates in the show, and he tells us all about the Vision Walk. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So, it's a great community to belong to. I've met so many wonderful people, both people that are have a visual impairment and people that don't or don't even have a connection where they don't have a family member, but they want to be part of this. And it's a beautiful thing to be part of.
How did you find them years ago? How old is your son now?
He's 13 now.
13.
And when he was 5 months old, the very day that we found out about the diagnosis, we went to see a doctor in Manhattan. And, he explained to us what LCA was. But he gave us a very brief, he didn't have the best bedside manner. And, he gave us a very brief description. But when I got home, I got online. I started doing research, and you know, when you get online, it could be scary because you can find misinformation.
Right.
Sometimes easier than the real information. And, but eventually I found an article that broke down the, explanation very well. And at the bottom of that article, it was a footnote that said Foundation Fighting Blindness.
How do you like that? That's yeah. enough to do it.
Yeah. It's so I went to the website.
It's all about resources.
Yes. I went to the website and I found out about the New York chapter. I called them and someone picked up the phone and they were exactly what I needed to hear on the other line because, you know, we were at a point in time where we were very frightened, you know, very fearful because it's something unknown to us. And, you know, we needed to hear some very positive, a very positive voice on the other line. And like I said, we got to meet people at the Vision Walk that was just so, positive. You know, they showed us that there's really nothing to be, fearful of when it comes to blindness.
Well, that's the thing. When you have the information, then you're less likely to be afraid.
And the biggest thing is when it comes to your son is you. The biggest thing is you and your wife. That's it.
Yes.
Because if
yes.
you're positive, he'll be positive. And that's what the show we're talking about today, positive.
And there's so much research.
And that's
out
what
there
goes now. Besides everything else in life. You bring the biggest medicine to your son by being positive.
That's correct. And like I said, we've had these events and, you know, my wife's been able to go up there and speak from the point of view of a mother. We've had our son do little clips where he speaks and it's had such an effect on people, not only because of the blindness per se, but also just as an outlook to life and showing people that, you know, when you have to face something, you know, you got to inform yourself, like you said, so that you can let go of all these suspicions that you might have, all these things that make you scared. But also, you know, in general, like life, we have to face things all the time that are can be scary. And, you know, you have to reach out to other people and other people are there as a resource to help you and give you positive reinforcement.
Jason, you mentioned to me that you wanted to share an event.
Yeah, so we started doing an event year after year, a dinner. We started doing it out in Queens, at the grounds for the World's Fair, at Terrace in the Park, and it was a dinner called Vision for the Future, and we did that dinner for about 7 years in a row, and eventually we hit COVID, and when we hit COVID, we couldn't do any in-person events. As a matter of fact, that was the last event that the foundation was able to have right before the lockdown. And, you know, it was out in Manhattan that year. And then over the lockdown period where we had to do the event virtually, we merged our event with two other dinners that the foundation had here in New York. One was the Fashion Ball, which was for, you know, the fashion industry. And one was called the Finance Ball. They had already merged. And then we decided to put together our dinner with theirs, pool our resources together. And we created this event called Night for Sight. So it's three industries involved. And this year we have three honorees. It's going to be on May 11th at the Lighthouse at Chelsea Piers here in Manhattan. And we're going to be honoring three outstanding individuals. One of them is Praven Dougal, president of Iveric Bio. The second is a gentleman, Avi Kaner. He's the co-owner of Morton Williams Supermarkets, which is a local chain here in Manhattan. They have about 17 stores and is a good friend. And the other person is he was the former vice president and chief marketing officer for Pearle Vision and L'Exotica. His name is Doug Zarkin. So we're very pleased to have those three men be honored at our dinner. And we also have, as a really nice touch for this year, a special guest, the LeMay Pelletier family, which is a family that has some affected individuals and their child. And they made a decision that while their child still has vision, they were going to make a world tour and take some time off as a family and go around the world so that this child could get sights of different things around the world, different landmarks, different wonders that perhaps later in life he won't have the opportunity to see. So they're going to be there as well. And like I said, this is a great dinner. We've been doing it every year. We have a great turnout. So many people that go there. We have the website, which people can go to. It's give.fightingblindness.org/nightforsight. And we also have, if they go to the Foundation Fighting Blindness's Facebook page or website, they can also find a link to that as well. But like I said, it's been such a great dinner. We share so many stories. People go there, get to meet. We've had people that just found out about their vision loss, and they come there and they get to meet people and they get to feel really good and know the resources that are out there and learn about the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And we just want to invite anyone that's out there that would like to come and either come to contribute or come to share or come to meet people that they can relate to. It's going to be a great event.
So they go to give.fightingblindness.org/.
Does that say? Sight.
Oh, the NI is missing.
Oh, sorry about that.
I see GH. What does that stand for?
Yeah.
Night for sight. /. Yeah. So it's give.fightingblindness.org/night for sight.
Yes.
Wow. So you're busy, busy, busy.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be May 11th. So it's right around the corner.
It is.
And yeah. Yeah.
So what supermarket? Excited. What supermarket do you own?
So my family owns a group of Foodtown supermarkets. So Foodtown's a local chain here in New York. Yeah.
I remember Foodtown. There was in New Jersey, I think we had Foodtowns.
Yeah, there still are some out there.
Central Jersey, there was Foodtowns.
Yeah, it was a big chain. It's about almost 70 years old. Foodtowns.
Yeah, are there any in Florida?
Actually, there are. There are two out in Florida. I'm trying to remember where they're located.
Fort Lauderdale, at the Fort Lauderdale area.
No, I think that they're in a different area, not far. Oh. I don't think it's very far from Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jason, for joining us tonight. And by the way, what's your son's name?
His name is Jason as well, but we call him JJ.
JJ
Ferreira. Yeah.
Wow. Well, we wish him the best of luck.
He just had a birthday this weekend, so he's listening right now. So it's
Hi, Jason.
Happy birthday.
Yep, happy birthday, JJ. We love you.
Well, we're here every Sunday night, Jason, if you ever feel like tuning in.
That's great. We will be tuning in.
Yeah.
You hear all the people who've done things, even though they're blind. We know quite a few people that has your son, what he has.
One of our listeners of many, many years has Lieber's. Yes, he does. And and we have somebody from Foundation Fighting Blindness on each month. A couple of months ago was Dr. Gelfman, and she was talking about research in the pipeline and there's so many different guests that we have on from Foundation.
You're talking Glenn, right?
No, Greg.
Greg.
Greg Lindbergh.
Yeah, Greg Lindbergh. Yeah. He goes everywhere. He goes everywhere.
Yeah.
She's a great doctor too, and that's another thing that the foundation has been wonderful with, affiliating itself with the right types of doctors. I mean, you know, it could be very uncomfortable speaking about things sometimes.
We were not talking about a doctor. His name is Greg.
He's one of our friends. Greg Lindbergh.
He has what your son has.
Lieber's congenital.
And
he does. Okay.
And he's how old is he? He's about 30. He's about 30 years old. He's in his 30s.
Yeah.
And he goes everywhere himself. Everywhere himself.
Okay. You know, I was referring to the guest that you said you had last month.
Oh, Claire Gelfman.
Yes.
Yeah, Claire. Gelfman. She's wonderful. Yeah. Yes.
She is wonderful. Well, we're going to have to say goodnight because we're going off the air in about 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much again.
Jason, hi. I just wanted to point out I'm also LCA. That's my optical condition.
Oh, I didn't know that. Nigel.
What, Nigel?
Oh, Nigel. Yeah. Oh, nice to meet you, Nigel.
Said earlier.
Nigel, I didn't know you had that.
Yes. Well, I somehow was muted, but I'm unmuted now. So.
Well, it wasn't intentional.
Okay. I'll accept that. That's okay. No problem. I was wondering why I couldn't say anything, get a word in edgeways, but now I know it's okay. It's perfectly fine. As a matter of fact,
doesn't Foundation Fighting Blindness have some kind of genetic research of, am I thinking of the same group? Foundation Fighting Blindness has that genetic research option.
It's my retina tracker they have.
Yes, the retina tracker.
My retina tracker, Nigel. You can go online to their our website and go to the sponsor page, go to Foundation Fighting Blindness and go to their website and you'll find the My Retina Tracker. Okay. We have to say goodnight to Jason now before we go off the air, or we'll be talking to music.
Happy birthday, Jason Jr.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you, everybody.
JJ. Thank you, Jason.
Happy birthday.
Daddy Jason, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, well, I want to remind everybody to join us next week with guest co-host Dominic Petrillo, who is a blind sports writer. And let's see, Robin Duda, who the owner of Pen Friend will be calling in for United Kingdom. And Peter Cucciavi, the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications, will be joining us. Wow, that's a lot. I'm out of breath saying all that. So, Nigel, thank you so much, Nigel Ricards, for joining us tonight.
So you're a hit, Nigel.
Well, thank you very much for including me in tonight's very interesting and entertaining and informative program.
And you helped make it so.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say that. And Chris Shaw, you helped too.
Absolutely.
And Chris Shaw.
Good night, Chris Shaw.
Have a great night, everybody.
You too.
Good night.
All righty.
And listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night.
Love you too.
Down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go.